Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week, we're looking at the subject of whether you should give up work or reduce your hours to reduce the stress in your life. So many people are scared that the stress in life is going to prevent them from having the family they want, from getting pregnant and maintaining a healthy pregnancy or having IVF success. Is that something you should consider? Cutting out work or reducing your hours? It's a really important question, and it's one I know a lot of people wrestle with. But the truth is, it can be a double-edged sword. Let me explore that and share why that's the case, and perhaps what else you can do to help you improve your chances of getting pregnant. If you like the podcast, please do leave a rating. It helps other people find and share the love. Loving you. I'm often asked whether someone should give up work to reduce the stress in their life because they're scared that stress may impact their chances of getting pregnant or having the family they want. They think they're in a very stressful job, and it seems like an obvious step into cutting out that stress from their lives to reduce the stress to impact their chances of success. But in my experience, it's a double-edged sword. What I mean by that is, they may give up work, but actually that can introduce new stresses. It could put even more focus on this fertility journey, more pressure on the journey, more pressure on Project Baby. And when people give up work, often their life kind of reduces in some way. They often lose a sense of kind of purpose. And it can be nice for a while not going to work, and then after a while people worry that they have more time to worry about getting pregnant. They start overthinking things even more, more time to research and Google and all that stuff we know actually ultimately is not helpful. So how do you avoid this double-edged sword? How do you avoid this vicious circle? I'd say if you're not inspired by your job, that may be something different. If you're reducing hours or giving up work because of stress, then I'd say let's hold fire a minute. Let's explore that a little bit. And the first thing is to recognise what stress is, where stress comes from. You know, in the olden days, wasn't that many years ago, I mean, for less than 150 years ago, we thought illness was caused by smells. Miasmas, they called them. They thought these things in the air carried illness. And they thought if you smelt a bad smell, it means you're getting ill. The smell was these illness particles, miasmas. And back then, the mortality rate was quite high, you know, the life expectancy was very low, and that was the norm. And then there was a paradigm shift in understanding of illness through germ theory, and doctors began to realize it was these things called germs. It was germs that spread illness and disease, not smells. And when we discovered germs, the mortality rate dropped and life expectancy massively increased. And it's become our new norm. People live to the ripe old age of maybe 80, even 90. When it comes to psychological well-being, we're still living in an old paradigm. It's like we think these things in the air cause stress. And certain people or situations give off these stress particles. They're these sources of stress. And if we think certain things are a source of stress, we have two options. One is to avoid the source, which may or may not be possible. The other is to manage the stress. What if we can begin to see there's a paradigm shift in understanding about stress, about psychological well-being? What if stress wasn't caused by these circumstances, by these situations, or these people? What if it's our thinking about those situations, those people that cause our experience, that creates our stress? If it was the job that caused the stress and everyone in that job had the same psychological experience, the same stress levels. If it was the circumstances in the job causing the stress, then, for example, an emergency services crew will go to a traumatic accident and some get signed off a PTSD for 6 months and some get McDonald's on the way home. They all had the same experiences, circumstances, but have different experiences of it. Doesn't mean some are better than others, it means some are different thinking than others. See, nothing makes us feel anything. What if your stress is your thinking about work? And often my clients, work is a source, they're seen as a source of stress. When we work through that, they realise how they're making it more about them. They're caring too much, as it were. They're taking things personally. When you begin to depersonalise it, when you begin to recognise you don't need to take things personally, when you recognise your value, you're good enough, you don't need to keep proving your worth, you can believe in your worth. It's amazing how the stress levels just diminish. It's about our state of being. It's who we're being at work that creates the stress, not the work, the job, the role, the organisation, the boss, the workload. It's who we're being, who we believe we are, the stories we live through. When we begin to let go of those, we begin to know we're okay. Regardless of the to-do list, regardless of whatever's happening, we begin to hold on to our true sense of value, our worth. That our sense of value, our security is not dependent on anything, even our job. When we begin to see that, when we begin to live life more like inside out, it doesn't mean you don't care. It means you don't care too much. You're still professional, you still care, you still want to do a good job, but you still know you're okay whatever happens. When we're living outside in, we think our sense of well-being, our security, our worthiness is tied up into our performance or what other people think. We think our security is dependent on our job. That's what we call outside in. I'm okay if, I'm okay when. And there's a fear of not doing good enough, fear of being judged, fear of failing, fear of all sorts of things. See, fear and stress, often the same thing. Often what's below the stress is actually fear. And it's all future thinking. What you think may or may not happen. And often when I work with my clients, they begin to notice their true value. True worth and true value. And they see more the value they bring at work. They can really see in one moment of brilliance is worth 4 hours of slogging. It doesn't mean they don't care. It doesn't mean they just sit around and do nothing. But they have more of a sense of flow. Even at work, in the most stressful jobs, there'll be times, there'll be days, there'll be moments, you feel like you're on fire. You feel like in flow. You almost forget to worry, forget to be stressed. And just in the flow of the moment. Well, if it was the job that caused the stress, that wouldn't be possible. So in those moments, you're not thinking about it so much. You're just being. You're showing up with a different state of being. It's almost a non-thinking state. Making decisions more instinctively, intuitively. So if we can begin to see that actually it's not the job that makes us feel stressed. It's like a teddy bear. A child have a teddy bear and it gives them security, gives them comfort I know many children have a favourite blanket or a teddy bear that when they lose it, there's meltdowns, and the parents are terrified of losing it. And our son didn't have that kind of deep attachment to any particular teddy bear. My wife did. She had an old duster, in fact, that was like a security blanket. And as an adult, we can look at the blanket or the teddy bear and know it's an inanimate object. You see, the teddy bear doesn't make the child feel safe. It's their thinking. It's their thinking that does it. They're thinking about the teddy bear. And that principle is true for any psychological experience. Nothing makes us feel anything. So for me, it's not about cutting the job out, because that can introduce other stresses. And if you're bringing this state of I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, or whatever it may be, into work, and you just give up work and you'll bring it into other areas of life, that part of you still find other reasons to worry. If you're not inspired at work, or if you're holding on to work just in case you get pregnant or you think you should, that's not so helpful. I've worked with many clients who have changed job or started a new own business, all sorts of projects and things they had put on hold in case they get pregnant. But that put life on hold. I'd say continue to explore life to its full. Continue to find ways that make your heart sing. Honour your soul. Trust that whatever happens, you'll be okay. And if change plans change because you get pregnant, isn't that a great problem to have? And you'll just deal with it. You'll just deal with it. So my experience, if you're thinking about giving up work, one question you could ask yourself is, what would you do if you could act with or without fear? What would you do if you could act with or without fear? What I mean by that is, if fear just wasn't a factor, whether it's there or whether it's not there, it's just not a factor. And that's sometimes a helpful way to explore, what does your soul want, your heart's desire? If you're worried about stress, then reach out, let's have a conversation, see if it'll help you to live more inside out, to have that state of being you want to bring into all areas of your life, to help you know you're okay. Be more deeply connected to your innate well-being. That actually allows you to perform your best. Because no one performs their best under any amount of pressure, even if that pressure is coming from us. It may look like it's coming from external factors, but it's always our thinking about those factors, those circumstances, that creates the pressure. Whatever happens, you're going to be okay. That state of being is within you. You're born with it. That innate well-being that knows you're okay. That's how you came into the world. No baby or toddler worries about whether they're good enough or worries about other people think about them. They bring this playfulness, this curiosity, this sense of possibility into the world, because deep down they know they're okay. They're connected to their psychological well-being. They don't question their worthiness. That part of you is still within you. That's the you touch when you forget to think about why about things. That's the you touch in moments of peace or moments of flow. It's within you all the time, whether we're aware of it or not.